Blog Talk Radio.
This is something new, the Casper Slide Part 2, featuring the Platinum Band, and this time, we're gonna get funky. Funky. Everybody clap your hands. Clap, 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 clap your hands. Clap, 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 clap your hands. All right, now, we're gonna do the basic step. To the left. Take it back now, y'all. One hop this time. Right foot, left stump. Left foot, left stump. Cha-cha, real smooth. Turn it out. To the left. Take it back now, y'all. One hop this time. Right foot, left stump. Left foot, left stump. Cha-cha now, y'all. Now it's time to get funky. To the right now. To the left. Take it back now, y'all. One hop this time. One hop this time. Right foot, two stumps. Left foot, two stumps. Slide to the left. Slide to the right. Crisscross. Crisscross. Cha-cha, real smooth. Let's go to work. To the left. Take it back now, y'all. Two hops this time. Two hops this time. Right foot, two stumps. Left foot, two stumps. Hands on your knees. Hands on your knees. Yeah. Come on. Cha-cha now, y'all. Turn it out. To the left. Take it back now, y'all. One hop this time. One hop this time. Reverse. Reverse. Slide to the left. Slide to the right. Reverse, reverse. Reverse, reverse. Cha-cha now, y'all. Cha-cha again. Cha-cha now, y'all. Cha-cha again. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm out of here, y'all. Peace.
When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheek? Darling, I will be loving you. Baby, my heart could still fall at heart at 23. And I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways. Maybe just the touch of a hand. Well, me, I fall. Gone and my memory fades, and the crowds don't remember my name. When my hands don't play the strings the same way, I know you will still love me the same. 'Cause honey, your soul could never grow. I'm
And if anyone wants to call in our chat, Skype chat room, it is 657-383-1761. We'd be welcome if you called.
To worry about nothing, 'cause we got the fire and we burning one hell of a something. They're gonna see us from outer space, light it up like we're the stars of the human race, human race. When the lights turn down, they don't know what they heard. Shut the mind.
Hey, I just
Got it.
So it's a long time for headphones in that socket.
It's
just a bit rusty.
That's no worries. At least you're on the show.
How can you? I can hear you on there. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you perfect.
I'm not hearing you through the headset. Hang on. What's going on there? What? I'm not hearing you for the headset now.
You got your wiring.
Sorry?
You got all your wires connected.
Right. Yep. Try that.
Is that any better?
Why is it working? I can hear you from the laptop, because no, I can't hear you from the headset.
Your headphones working?
That's a spare set.
Yeah, go on then.
Eh?
Go on then.
But it wouldn't make any difference with my headphones.
Should make no difference.
Sorry, mate. Gremlins are really at the gremlins are working.
That's live radio for you. Gremlins in the work again.
It would make a difference if I connected the show then to the headphones and sockets. They were still would have worked, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Try this one now. This is your spin. The nine sound. No choice. Oh, it's 4:15 as well.
Is that any good?
No, what's going on?
Oh, God. Looks like you got to do with any headsets.
Yeah, There must be something wrong with the laptop then.
Probably.
There's a faulty port somewhere. As long as you can hear me clearly, that's what matters.
I can hear you clearly.
That is rather strange. Unless I'm not going to turn the source now, so I'm not going back now. That's rather weird. There must be something wrong with the fault of the USB port.
That's no problem.
Okay, I'll have to do it like that then, mate. Alright. So we're on air.
Yes, glad to be back on air.
So, for a lengthy sale, for a lengthy break, there's Coventry and Warwickshire Paranormal, Coventry and Warwickshire Paranormal Investigation. Coventry and Warwickshire Paranormal Talk Radio. We've got that online now. So we have a bit of a long layoff. So we're a bit rustier, so you have to forgive us there, ladies and gentlemen, here, Kira. So yes, welcome to CWP CWPTR, Coventry and Warwickshire Paranormal Talk Radio. You want to call the you can call us on 6 6 5 7 2 1 7 6. And that'll directly get, that's a Skype number, that'll directly get you on the show, or you can contact us through our chat room. You can do it that way if you want. And what's been happening lately in the paranormal field, you might honestly, I haven't had a big I've just been watching a lot of all my pages you know what I mean? Yeah, it's I was thinking last night, I just put this question to you again.
Yeah. Okay then.
Have ghosts. Ghosts have a life expectancy as well. They don't last forever either.
I read
they actually did fade away after time. So they last thousands of years, hundreds or even thousands of years. There's reports of Roman ghosts still, well, I think it was digital hauntings, still going strong. But intelligent hauntings or residual hauntings. They don't last forever either, do you? People always put if they say ghosts are stone age men, because I suppose if it's not anything else, nothing lasts forever. Even ghosts have their so-called lifespan, different commas, as well, don't they? And also, of course, it was also I read a story, a very interesting story about ghosts of people when they were. They're alive, but this is when they were 20, 30 years ago. I was in the hospital, sort of visit the haunting. People, that was them then, 20, 30 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But they're not dead. They're older, they're 20 years older now, but they're for themselves, they're still haunting the building. It's like a loop, I suppose, like a visit to haunting, like a time capsule, like a. People are still alive, but they're former younger selves, you know what I mean? That's interesting, though, isn't it? It's not always necessarily ghosts of dead people. Isn't that amazing? That's interesting. It's an interesting aspect of the paranormal as well, isn't it? Don't you think?
Yeah. So,
there might be ghosts of you and me, our former selves. You're doing the rounds somewhere. It's interesting concept. Interesting theory. Yeah. That's well, it's true enough. It's possibility there might be some truth. Interesting theory. I'm just saying. I've got a lot of interference in the back there.
Say it again.
We got a lot of background noise there. You got your telly on. I thought did you have that thing that suppresses background noise in the equipment? Yeah.
If this is working right, yeah.
Oh right. Of course, you're on your laptop, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah.
You're not using your,
No, because it ain't connected.
Yeah, that's true. Don't worry. I was just wondering that. And I realised, yeah, I was thinking something was a bit of a dream, mate. I can hear you perfectly. Yeah. I know you're getting sent, but there's a few technical things on the table, so, forbid, I know. So, we're listening along here.
On both laptops.
Yeah, but long as we can go up and running, regardless, that's the main thing. So, anybody listening, welcome to the show. This is Comms from Markham Paranormal Talk Radio.
That's your service.
So, that's interesting. Going back to what I was saying, though.
Well, I ain't heard of it, but like you said, it's very interesting to hear that, because I ain't heard of that before.
Some ghosts of living people, but of their former selves from possibly 20, 30 years ago. They're still alive, not dead. Ghosts of living people. That's a load of ways. It's possible. It's interesting whether it's a theory or a possibility or a fact or whatever. Yes. Nice to be back, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, so hopefully, we get the time to do it. We're really all over the place.
We are all over the place.
About as organised as somebody who's organised. You can't get any less organised than that. So there you go.
You can't.
I'm not the most organised person. Certainly, I'm not indeed. But I do try. Yeah, I'll try to get some sticky investigation, solo investigation under my belt. Any results with our listeners in the next couple of shows or so. I'll let you know. If you're able to come along, use your equipment, some of your stuff you got. Great, the more the merrier. It's scary. I did a candy board on my own. I was using my digital recorder. My H1 handy recorder, my Zoom H1 handy recorder that time, doing a solo investigation in pitch black. In those fields. It's scary on your own. I know exactly how Aaron Goodwin and the rest of the it's more, it is more, more intense, more of a challenge than your solo effort.
That is very dark at Candy Ford, ain't it? It's very dark in the candy ford when it gets really dark.
I got there when it was still quite. We're still in winter time now, so it got dark there very, very, very quickly. I was about 4 or 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Very. Yeah. Oh, I felt bad. No feeling alone then. Yeah. But there again, some of that I heard out there with the animals. Whatever I heard out there was paranormal or not, was very scary, just to say. So there's more investigations about that. That's our aim. Yeah, team effort running eventually, that's our aim. But I've seen a lot of it. I recommend a lot of these paranormal shows.
Yeah, you do.
Did you see that Killer Contact, the one I mentioned on UK TV Play?
Not yet.
But you said it was very good. Not the best, not the pick of the bunch. Not like, it's nowhere in the same league as Caps or Rose. But it has its moments. So that's why I think it's good. It has its moments. They didn't capture particularly good. They went to the second half. They got a very long drawn out whisper. Alonia. Like that. It was like, you beat the chill. What's her name? That was Vladdy Impaler, Dracula's wife's name, Alonia. Long drawn out. You fired the chills, I tell you not. Quite happy. I'd have to process it, but not too much. It's still quite clear. Not quite, perfect, class, clear as, didn't need processing or enhancing. That's what a class A EVP is, as you well know. A class A EVP is, doesn't need enhancing too much. It's clear when they capture it. EVP and a horse. It's audible voice phenomena where you actually hear it, the naked ear, and it's not. Well, you can catch it. You can hear it with your ear and with a device.
Yeah.
If you hear it first with your ear, and I think most of the time you do catch up with eyes or something, put the case on. Strange sometimes. You can hear some of it with your ear. Communication ghost adventure, which is a cafe, they've heard it with the naked ear, and it's not been caught from devices. Or they've caught one, they've heard it with their ears, not caught on a digital holder, but it's caught on a digital system. That's one particular episode of that bigger ghost adventure. That's fucking peculiar, isn't it? They're all standing around in the circle. Hopefully, they get even pleased. That Zach Bagan has been captured. They heard it. Didn't capture it on his digital recorder. But it was captured on Alan Goodwin's digital camera. That name. But it's very peculiar, I find as well.
Yeah.
That was a Class A. That was an audible voice for that camera as well. There it is. I didn't catch it all with their equipment. I remember a particular episode that was on there and they included their court. I can't remember. That's why I've looked at catching that actually. I have yet to. It's been waiting.
You never know. One more.
You're tracking up.
Hey.
You're breaking up there, Kieran. I can't hear you, mate.
I can hear you perfect.
No, I still can't hear you very well. I was going to be hitting a bad lip there. The show there later. But we'll see if we can get sorted. That's long.
How about now?
Sorry? It's a tiny improvement, mate. Not great, dear. How am I sounding to you? Am I sounding pretty clear in my end?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Sorry?
I can hear you loud and clear.
You can hear me loud and clear? Oh.
Yeah.
You're a bit shaky your end. I think you can hear me loud and clear, but yeah, unfortunately, clear. You're a bit shaky your end. Not your tone, no doubt, it's not your fault. I think it's Blog Talk Radio for us.
Yeah, this old John.
No, she's still not good. No. I don't know what's happening there. Shall we go for a break? We'll come back.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry about that. Right, okay. Yeah, still a bit shaky there. What's going on there, mate? I'm clear my end then, but now you're breaking up towards, you're coming over to me, breaking up. Hang on, just one minute. Back in there. Are we back on air, carrying on, Cam?
Yes, we are back on air.
Ooh, glitchy, my friend. You're better glitchy, Sam. You're very glitchy. We're not a glitchy, because I told you a glitchy, and you're really, really naughty about it. I think we can do that. Well, how long have we got left?
I think I've been booked up, probably.
Sorry. Hello?
What's the sound on your clock?
Oh, it's really bad, mate. I can't barely understand what you're saying there. It's all. You're breaking up there. Call me on Skype.
I'll go
to my desktop, you mean, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. Good.
Yeah.
Matthew's. You call me.
My one solution is my queen, cause she stays strong. Yeah, yeah. She is always in my corner, right there when I wanna. All these other girls are tempting, but I'm empty when you're gone. And they say, do you need me? Do you think I'm prepared? Do I make you feel like cheating? I'm like, no, not really, cause oh, I think that I found myself a cheerleader. She is always right there. Like a genie in a bottle, yeah, yeah, cause I'm the wizard of love, and I got the magic wand. All these other girls are tempting, but I'm empty when you're gone. And they say, do you need me? Do you think I'm prepared? Do I make you feel like cheating? I'm like, no, not really, although I think that I found myself a cheerleader.
Did go wrong.